Good morning. This is Agashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The fourth phase of polling for the 2024 Lok Sabha elections got underway at 7 this morning. Voting is being held in 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and 1 union territory. These include 25 seats of Andhra Pradesh, 17 seats of Telangana, 13 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 8 seats each of Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats of Bihar, 4 seats each of Jharkhand and Odisha, along with 1 seat of union territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Voting will end at 6 p.m. The Commission said polling time in certain assembly segments of 17 parliamentary constituencies of Telangana has been increased to enhance voter participation. Over 17.70 crore voters, including 8.97 crore male and 8.73 crore female voters, are eligible to cast their votes in this phase. A total of 1,717 candidates are in the fray for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. The fates of several prominent candidates will be sealed in the EVMs in this phase. Union ministers and BJP leaders Giriraj Singh, Arjun Munda, G. Kishan Reddy, Ajay Kumar Mishra, JDU's Rajiv Ranjan Singh, Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party, Congress leader Atir Ranjan Chowdhury, TMC's Mahua Moitra and Shatrughan Sinha, and Asauddin Owaisi, AIMIM, are among the prominent candidates in the fray. Meanwhile, voting for single-phase election for 175 assembly and 25 Lok Sabha seats in Andhra Pradesh is also being held today. UP convener and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal announced his 10 poll guarantees, saying this will be implemented if the opposition INDIA bloc is voted to power. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, Kejriwal said these guarantees include providing 24-hour electricity and 200 units of free electricity to all the poor, free education for all children, free medical treatment, scraping off the Agnivir scheme, MSP, the farmers, as per Swaminathan Commission report, and full statehood to Delhi. The Dimapur Semi Council, DSC, has appealed to the citizens of Dimapur to ensure free and fair urban local bodies elections. In a press release, the DSC said it expects citizens to transcend the narrow divisions such as tribalism, clanism, and groupism and elect the rightful persons for the progress and upliftment of the society. The society also earnestly urged all candidates to contest the elections through rightful means and not to use any form of foul practices or violence, thereby creating any unwanted situation. The DSC also emphasized that every citizen should ensure that a peaceful polling environment in their respective areas takes place, setting a positive example. The Executive Engineer of Transmission Division in Kohima has informed that a discharging of transmission lines affecting 4 substations has been scheduled on May 14 at 9:30 a.m. and would remain charged thereafter. The discharging sites include 4 132 kV bays at 220/132 kV Ratima, LILO 132 kV Kohima Woka, Gavi Zatima, DC transmission line from Zatima to Nagaland University, along with 132/33 Gavi 2x25 MVA at Nagaland University substation, passing through the jurisdictions of Zatima Village, Nerhema, Peja Village, Tizama Village, Merima Village, and Nagaland University. In this regard, the executive engineer in a release cautioned the public not to touch the said transmission line, nor go near the same for safety purposes. It stated that anybody doing so would be doing at their own risk, and the Department of Power should not be held responsible for any untoward incident whatsoever. Meanwhile, in order to facilitate the discharging of LILO line, the 132 Gavi Kohima Chibobozo transmission line will be under shutdown on May 14 from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. The power supply to Woka, Jemini, Bukoputo and North Nangami Kohima areas would be affected, as the alternative source for providing power supply through the one Sagittarius Gabriel Walker Sinus transmission line to these areas has been disrupted due to the collapse of one Sagittarius Gabriel Tower AP number 16 near Ripim Old area under Walker District. The executive engineer therefore requested all consumers and the public in the affected areas to cooperate and bear the inconvenience during the shutdown period. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.